starting the Shiur of Rabbi Klein right now. Continuing on Lechem Mishnah, part two.
Halacha number one that I want to bring out
is a halacha that I don't know if anybody ever heard. The truth is there are three parts to this Shiur. I'm going to tell you there are three parts of the Shiur. There are three booklets. It's a little bit mixing up. I'm going to, Mit Hashem, break it down for you in a way that everybody's going to be able to understand the Mit Hashem. The Shiur is passed by Moshe Reed.
In memory of his grandfather, Nesham Shavon Aliyah. Shulchan Aruch brings down in Hilchos Tzitzis Tapas, Shulchan Aruch brings down, let's say somebody has a piece of challah and it broke. It broke, you don't have a shalim. Shulchan Aruch from Kufsam Akhes base says, you should take a needle and attach them together. So it should look like a shalim. And Shulchan Aruch writes, "Va'afilu b'Shabbos yachal lechabrim." Even on Shabbos, it's not considered like building something together, making something together. Even on Shabbos, the halacha is you are allowed to attach it. That's an important thing. Halacha number one. Somebody has two broken pieces of challah, and he doesn't have anything else. Take a needle, take something, and try to attach it together. So it should be one, and that makes it some way back into a shalem. That's halacha number one. Halacha number two that we're going to try to figure out. Two questions. If somebody has lecha mishnah and he has one challah that's nice and warm and another challah that he was in the freezer, so it's as hard as a rock. Is that a problem, or is that not a problem? That is question number two. Frozen. Question number three. Pull apart challah. Somebody has a pull apart challah. If pull apart challah is considered nine different shleimim, if he pulls them apart, is he able to make it? Does he even have to pull it apart? Good question, no? Arye decided that he's passing as b'di'evit. Thank you, Arye. However, we'll see that not everybody.
Nine. Gold.
Another question. Erev Pesach to fall that on Shabbos. The halacha is you are not allowed to use matzah to eat. The Gemara says somebody who eats Matzah and Erev Pesach, it's like he's boil arusosoy bebeis chamav, which means he is sleeping with his fiance in his father-in-law's house. Like, come on, you couldn't hold yourself back. Come on. Come on, please. I remember I said a shiur once on this. What Ramosha has a whole chakira in this piece on what that status is. Are you allowed to use the other matzah for lecha mishnah? Are you allowed to use the other matzah for lecha mishnah? Well, are you allowed to use the matzah? I mean, you have challah. You're not allowed to eat the matzah on Erev Pesach to follow it on Shabbos. But are you allowed to use the matzah for lecha mishnah? That's the question. Well, matzah shira is a question in itself. I'm talking about matzah that you can't eat. So again, we have a shayla of frozen challah. We have a shayla about pull apart challah, and we have a shayla of Erev Pesach to fold that on Shabbos if the matzah is allowed to be used or not.
No, on the last one, I would say no. When it's frozen, I would say it's okay.
Rav Itzla from Luzhin had his thing. What about if somebody doesn't have lecha mishnah that are shleimim? Is there any concept of having two pieces of challah together and using them as lecha mishnah? Another question, if somebody is having a, not eating challah and he has cake, should he be eating two pieces of cake? Is there any concept of that? If somebody is having more than three meals on Shabbos because he likes eating, do you know that the Gemara on Shabbos brings down that Rav Chizkiyah holds they supposed to have four sudas? And your certain bich sudim, they would have a four suda on Shabbos. And they would call it sudas Rav Chizkiyah. Not Mleva Malka, because Mleva Malka is not on Shabbos anymore. Although Mleva Malka is a requirement. that everybody should do. But that's a different shir. He's not going to get into that. So the question is one required to always make lechem mishnah every single meal? So that's a little bit less practical of a case. The next shilas that we have to talk about is which gala am I supposed to cut first? I mean, the top one, the bottom one, is the way to do it? Friday night, Shabbos day, both?
In the morning, the, at night, the bottom one is
okay.
The top one in the morning.
Friday night, bottom.
This is Kabbalah.
So, before, another shaila is, what is the mahalach of covering the lechem mishnah? When do I have to have covered? Do I have to cover something that you see by a kiddush? You have everybody take the ladies all take off their tichos and they're cutting all, covering everything on the kiddush, all the cakes and stuff like that. Is there a mosig like that you have to cover everything? Where did that come from? Do you have to cover the bottom of the challah? Does it have to be Shabbos day, and does it have to be Bereshit HaShulchan? So the question is, why do we cover, why do we not cover? And that really comes into a shaila with lechem mishnah. So there's many shailas. I'm going to make a quick review of what we did last week, because what we did last week was a very foundational machlokes in the chiyuv of lechem mishnah. So as a quick review of what we did last week, we explained a huge machlokes of how to look at the chiyuv requirement of lechem mishnah. Anybody remember? The question was that there was big chassidus rebbes that the wives had absolutely not part of the suda in the event of lechem mishnah. They would be washing, and while the men were already eating, they didn't hear even amitzi. They may have not gotten part of the lechem mishnah. Why were they allowed to do it? There were great rebbes that the wives wouldn't even know when he said amitzi, and she would just get a piece, yaitz lechem mishnah or not. We brought down the Taz that said lechem mishnah is d'oraisa. Lechem mishnah is d'oraisa. So we asked the question. Is there any reason why it's going to be mutter or it's not going to be mutter? For women to be, and we know women are machoyiv, for sure, d'oraisa or perhaps rabbanon, that in itself is machoyiv, but they're machoyiv and lechem mishnah. So how could they be yaitzah? So we explain like this. We said, a chakira. Is lechem mishnah a din on each person? The same way each person, we have to fill on each person has to eat lechem mishnah. If so, each person has to have part of the lechem mishnah. Is that the halacha? Is it a din in each person? Or it's not a din on each person. It's a din in the suda. The suda has to be instituted with lechem mishnah. If you hold it's a din on each person, so each person just has to be yaitzu. You could be yaitzu with the Baal Bayis. There are certain chassidim, they want each person to be yaitzu themselves, so each person takes and makes their own hamaitzi because they want to be able to be yaitzu, each person by themselves. But the Buchacher and others, and Rav Chaim Brisker held, no, it's not a din in each person eating. It's a din that the Suda has to have lechem mishnah. And as long as you're part of the Suda, and the one who is the leader of the Suda, which is the Baal Bayis, makes lechem mishnah, so then you're yaitzeh. Even if you didn't hear, because you're a chelik of the Suda. A huge chelik. This is what the B'shacher told us. Yeah? Because as long as you still are part of the Suda, as long as you're part of the Suda, so who cares? So that's a huge machlokes. Now, Rav Chaim didn't go as far as the B'shacher, because B'shacher held that, or others held that you don't even have to hear anything as long as you're a chelik of the Suda. Rav Chaim held that you have to hear the Amaiti of the Baal Bayis, but you didn't have to eat from the lechem mishnah. The same way, as we know, let's say Kiddush, right? You have to drink la'alacha from the Kiddush?
No.
The answer is no. The Brisk Rav held in the day, you should. Because in the day, the whole Kiddush is just a Bayer Pri Agafen. So he held that in the day, you have a bigger chiyuv to drink from the Kiddush than Friday night. Friday night, you make Kiddush, so you heard the Kiddush, period. So
We have a huge machloikas over here. Is lecha mishnah, because there's a lot of different pieces in each way to learn, but the basic machloikas is lecha mishnah a din on each person, or is it din in the suda? And if it's a din in the suda, so then you can start saying, as long as you hear the amoisi, you're good enough, you have to have from the lecha mishnah. Or maybe even if you didn't hear the amoisi, you're just a chelik of the suda, it's going to be good enough. That's what we brought down last week, and that's how we answered why certain sects of Klal Yisrael aren't so makbid on getting lecha mishnah, or they just hear the amoisi and they're good enough, or even if they don't, they're makel. And we explain, because it's not a din in each person, it's a din in the suda. That's what we said last week. Now let's go to the next chelik. So the Tzitz Eliezer, Rabbi Waldenberg, he speaks about the question of frozen piece of challah, if it's considered good. He also asks another question. What about if I borrow lecha mishnah? I'm borrowing lecha mishnah. I'm borrowing from somebody, and I'm not going to eat from it. Is that a problem? Is that not a problem? Now, if you remember, last week we said another machlokes, a very, very important machlokes. The machlokes is one have to break both challahs for lecha mishnah or only one? He brought a machlokes between Rashi and the Rashba. The Rashi learned the sugya that you're only mechuyev to break one of the breads, and that's it. And that is what the Shulchan Aruch brings down. Shulchan Aruch says in Reisha and Dalit, by say al shtei kikris, you make a brach on two. To oichas shteim, you hold both of them yodoy. By say al hataktoina, and you break the bottom one. And you break the bottom one. That is what the mechaber being down in Reisha and Dalit. Okay? The Ramah brings down, and that's Friday night, but in the day, avu b'leyoyim ha-shabbos, avu b'leyoy yontiv, or on yontiv by night, by say al yoyin, you break the top one. That means Friday night, you do the bottom one. Shabbos day and Yom Tov by night, you do the top one. Hu al derech ha-kabbalah, and it's Kabbalah. I don't know if there's any time the Ramah brings down that it's derech ha-kabbalah in Shulchan Aruch other than this place. So derech ha-kabbalah, which ones you should break. However, the Rashba himself says, and he proves it from the Gemara, he says, and the Marshal and the Shlach, Mishabur brings down, so the meaning was to break both of them. And the Grub passes like that. However,
and both, or just break from both?
Break from both, and you're cutting both.
You're cutting both.
Fine. This is the way the Rashba learns. Most people are not Makhtaram. But what we learned very good is, again, Friday night, bottom, Shabbos day, and Yom Tov by night, the top one. And Mishabura says that in order not to get into a problem of being Mavir and Al Mitzvah, you should have the back one, the bottom one, sticking out a little bit in order that you should be able to get to the bottom one. It's a Kabbalistic thing, totally Kabbalistic. So the first step is, does Elam have this one? I printed out a few tshuvas. The printing was,
we emphasize the day.
If you take a look, it's on page and test over here, Salem to page. We'll go through a few of the tshuvas. This is Simcha Gimel, Tzitz Eliezer Chelek Yud Alef. And he said like this. So it's the one that has Tzitz Eliezer Tzitz Eliezer on top. Tzitz Eliezer on top, right over here. I apologize, I didn't mean to confuse you. I have a bunch of different booklets. It's just that's the way it worked out. So I hope you mark with me. So he brings it down like this. Simchav Gimel. Im Efshe L'Tzav L'Lechem Mishnah L'Lechem Shol, borrowed bread, Shem Matzir L'Bailov. What about Pas Akum? What does that mean? Bread from a guy. So some people are mocked for the whole year on it. We're talking about that kosher, but it's past culture. But on Shabbos, it's a little bit machmer not to eat it. Let's say you don't have any other bread. So are you able to take a roll from whatever Geisha company and use it for lecha mishnah? That's another shayla. And he brings down the case of Matzah and Erev Pesach. Are you able to use it? So he says like this in Aleph. Hine Amadabar, so what the nation does, because Shachot of lecha mishnah shaylim, mishchenim, they ask from their neighbors, lechem l'tzarf, But I said, come on, when I soon came, the truth is, don't tell me the Chacham, I'm a doctor of mitzvahs, even tell me the Chacham, do it. So, says the Tzitzel Yezer, he holds it all mutter. And he's going to say a very simple thing. He says, why should it be a problem? He says, because of Lecha Mishnah, that was, you have to be able to eat both, right? What would be the argument to say it's not good? Because you have to be able to eat both. Because what is it coming to memorialize? Is that the word?
Commemorate.
Commemorate the man. Now, can you eat both? The man, you have to be able to eat it. If you can't eat it, how can you? It's not yours. So maybe borrowing it, it's not man. You're right. But at the end of the day, it's something that's your potential to be able to eat. So he says, "Rocking the Sabbath, the Gemara brought the stuff. I'm a touch of my base. The Shabbat stuff could use iron base. Halom do hachdina the Shabbat chayis. Adam l'sel shake your curtain. They do lecha mishnah because if it said lecha mishnah. Second column on the top. V'hachkra le'nitzka l'shem tivoy shetzricha rukay lecha mishnah. She makim italis lemer shetzricha shilku to dumya the sham shalehei shalachem. He said, you know, dinner has to be yours. El katzav l'shem shalom tivoy dvorim. Be yemer shishi left to lecha mishnah. She'ayim alachad. He wasn't a din lechem." Is there a halachic status after the yours, like a Reuven Estrig? No. You know, din lachem on lecha mishnah? Your bread, because that's a din, your bread? No. He just took bread.
Would you have stolen if you would have picked
lachem
up someone else's?
Lachem you're asking if somebody stole it. Nobody stole. But I hear.
No, but I'm saying that basically by your house, that's what you should have taken.
Each person took it, became his. And then he brings down that the Shail to Shuvah Seven Shayim, he says no. And not only that, you know that the man, they look the same, right? So maybe the Chalos also have to look the same. You can't take like a big Chalos and a small Chalos, you know. The thing that everybody convinces themselves tastes good, sourdough, you convince and tastes delicious, now it's all healthy, I don't have to be mad for them, I think, why do you have sourdough? And I said, to have all of the fried food I want. But sourdough is going to counteract it. No, it doesn't work like that. Yes. So he says, well, now you're going to have to say that the man, maybe, he writes afterwards, maybe man has to, your bread has to fall from heaven too. It has to be a zecher for the man. They obviously, we don't look at it like that. So he's saying, Avada is no halacha and such a thing like that. And he holds it's all mutter. He comes, he says, all, he holds it, it's all going to be mutter. This is what the Tzitzel Yezer, we're not going to get it. It's a long tshuva. I printed it out for anybody who wanted to see it. It's a long tshuva.
I have a problem with that at Pesach. That's what I have a problem.
Okay.
Yeah, because there, you're not, under no condition should be, if you eat...
you're not eating it.
What?
You're asking, you want to say that Pesach is different.
Yeah.
You're saying, you want to say Pesach is going to be different because you should, but you're not eating it.
Doesn't matter. It has to be possible to eat.
You're saying that but the matzah by Pesach is worse because it's not right to eat at all. Okay. So we'll see another tshuva about that in a moment. Okay, we'll see another tshuva about that in a moment. So what Lazer is saying is, which is a fear point, which is I could understand when it comes to borrowing something. I mean, even
you'll
borrowing,
pay it back or whatever.
Maybe you'll pay it back. If you eat it, you'll pay it back. But when it comes to frozen.
Because it doesn't have to be the way it is.
So this tshuva doesn't speak about frozen. Okay. Lenny, you have a fear point. Lenny has a fear point. It's not edible. Right now it's a frozen solid. It'll break your teeth. It'll break everybody's dentures. It's not, it's frozen. It's frozen.
I
everybody knows about the choo-choos. Dr. Kopsik, do you remember the choo-choos growing up? Well, Canadians didn't have it. So it was like red candy. They were the best. They broke your teeth. You know, you always found, they were very red. You found your teeth stuck inside because it was like really tough. No, they were taffies.
peanut shoes would work.
It's, right. there is a way of eating it now. There is a way of eating.
That's the only one. Yeah, like fresh peanut
chips. You defrost it somewhat.
So I'm going to ask Ellen to do you a tremendous favor. On the first step, we learned that he holds that it doesn't have to be mamish yours, and he holds it doesn't have to be equal up to lecha mishnah and mamish. It's the first yisoid we have to know that even though there's dinim of lecha mishnah, the two the other is saying take it easy, and it doesn't have to mamish equate to all the exactly how lecha mishnah was, because otherwise it would have to be exactly the same size, and then it would have to fall from heaven. So he's saying it doesn't have to be like them. So therefore, chill, exactly. And therefore, he wants to be master all of the things as he said about borrowing or pas akum or even lecha mishnah or matzah and erev pesach. He wants to be master. Now, the case of from the freezer, that is the second to last paper on the same booklet. This is tshuva in not chelik yirah, chelik yudalad siman mem. And it was so Rabbi Yosef Zarsky. Second to last paper, and he says, Rabbi Eliezer Yehuda Waldenberg, second last page, Kala Mitzab Me'a Freezer, V'nim says Bakva Amukas, in a deep frost, Lenny, you can't eat it. It is solid frozen. Many hours you need in order for it to, Ashatak to Lav Shara, Tiru La'achila. So, he says the Yofa Margish for the Baruch Shasheli Kula. It's a double question. Rashi's Imhi Mukta. Maybe it's Mukta. If you have no use for something, maybe it's Mukta. Yeah. But also B'chol Tafelus also to take it. The Shainas and the second thing. I feel Nana Mukta. Even if it's not Mukta, I will be Yosha. Okay, in Nana Ruy Lachila. Maybe it's not right to eat. You talk to Shiyer Shul Tzav Lachmishim. Maybe you're not going to be able to use the Lachmishim. At the end of the day, he's going to be Matar both. He's going to say it's not mukta, and it's mukta for lecha mishnah. The first svara he says, yes. So the first svara he says is that Shulchan Aruch brings down that raw meat. Shulchan Aruch Siman Shem Ches, the Magen Avraham brings down. Shulchan Aruch brings down in I think it's Yod Gimel, that raw meat is mukta. It's not mukta. Why? Because there are certain people who can eat raw meat. No. Ben Jerusalem is a third cook. Raw. We know today that the real fancy people
are very, very rare.
They eat meat raw, not rare. Meat tartare is raw. And it's totally raw. And there are certain fish, it's totally raw.
Sushi
is not even say that word. It's such a very strong. Everybody convinced himself it's good. Everybody convinced himself it's good. Okay, it's healthy. So the raw. So I'm not passing this mother. Now, even today, Christ will speak about it. So Ilum doesn't really eat raw meat and chicken, but the Shas of Chak, the Mako, the makel to be
certainly not healthy because of
now the Magen Avraham brings down the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham brings down that maybe it's only something that's very soft, only meat over there by Mukta that's only very very soft. If it's not soft, maybe it will be usher to eat. Ma'aseh the Mishabura's makel b'shas atchak when it comes to meat that it's not considered Mukta. So comes along the other he says. That he wants to say that it doesn't have this in Mukta. Why? Listen to what he says in Aleph. Bein in there, behold, they ain't a lashem Mukta. Number one, it's not Mukta. Bein in there, lachatz v'zeb magen avram simshel chatzuv kam non vav shemasayin lavim mechtavoy. That this person wrote him, Rabbi Yosef Zersky, that if it's very hard, you can't meet. It will be considered Mukta. But if you have dovral masu the shlishis, then he wants to say, what about something that's frozen? That by the end of Shabbos, when you know when it's going to get warmed up, it's not going to be Shabbos anymore. Like, you missed it. Let's say, Erev Sh'od Ar Mati Shabbos, Leit Tia Achal Arui L'Achila, it's not going to be right to eat on Shabbos. Kanki Ein L'Hashem Mokta. Why? Who the Shambu Magan Avramim Abbasu Leichazi U'om Tare Ein Mestia Shiuchu L'Achal Ar Mati Shabbos. Aval Kan, Leit Tia Achal Arui L'Achila, it's not going to be right to eat on Shabbos. He wants to say,
Even if you want to see that, say that that meat that the Magen Avraham is speaking about is not going to be able to be eaten until Matzei Shabbos, but still over here, Be'etzim, you could have taken it out before. So the Tzitzel Yehuda is saying it's frozen solid, you can't eat it, but still, seeing that it could have been taken out before, he wants to use that as a svara to say that even though now it's not taken out, but it's something that could have been able to be taken out. And since it just warms up, so then you can't call that mukta, because in your mind it's always something that you could be'etzem eat. This thing is something to eat on Shabbos, so therefore it's not going to be mukta. This is what his first step is, and then. And Bayes, he says, then he goes, he does circular logic a little bit. But it's Kedai just to say over quickly, just to be able to see his reasoning, his thinking. Just to be able to add on, even if you want to say that, let's say, by Matei Shabbos, it will be considered Mukta, but by Shal Shuddah, you took it out, it would be Mukta, because then you for sure can't.
No use on Shabbos.
No use on Shabbos. He says, if the halach is you're allowed to use this for Lechem Mishnah, this in itself is enough to tell you that using something for Lechem Mishnah makes it that it doesn't have a status of Mukta. Kvar lo yehav le'mukta, even though it's not right to eat. He wants to say, even if something is not right to eat, food, but if it's right for something else, a.k.a. Lechem Mishnah, so then you can't consider it a mukta. So he doesn't say that far, but he's saying...
Whether it's true or not. Basically, you're doing a circular reasoning.
Okay. A circular reasoning, right. He's starting that, and then
no, it's not because you could use it. That's the question.
It really is no use for it.
What?
For Lechem Mishnah.
So at the end of the day, in Halacha in Ois Dalit and Sif Dalit, by the way, he says in Dalit at the end of the Shuv, Orkol Omer Nidal Halacha, the extra Shapel La'atav Lechem Mishnah Chalak Tefur, you're allowed to use frozen bread, Bafilu Sudu Shlitz, even Shal Shudas, Agam Shein Tivik Lav Shal Tzim Mat Shabbos, even though it's not going to be able to rest Mat Shabbos, Ben Shash Mokso. He's matur and erev Pesach as well.
Why?
But
it's not true l'achila.
If you take a look at three paragraphs up, he brings down the pre-asad, the chelik basim and peches, who brings down that an erev Pesach is going to be, you know, let's read it later, because it was your birthday this week, right? Your birthday. So, the Chavrei's birthday, we're going to learn three paragraphs up. Initially, was asked, his reasoning is, it's all Deich Laman. Yes. Even though you can't eat it, it's still considered a zecha. So meaning to say, he's saying the din of Lechem Mishnah,
the mat is not mukta.
The mat is not mukta either, but it's not a din that you have to eat it. It's a din that it has to be a zecha. And since it's a zecha,
what about if I would
since
have
it's a zecha,
a tray for bread, that it's not kosher?
Since it's a zecha, it's going to be good.
What?
But he's saying it's going to be good. So what he came out now, if you understand, it doesn't have to be totally in what I'm about to say, but you could make a totally. Meaning, if you hold a lechem mishnah as a din, that each person has to eat it, so it's much closer to the halacha. We're trying to be lumdish now. We had a chakira. The lechem mishnah is in each person. Each person has to eat from the lechem mishnah. right? Some people, each person is going to make lechem mishnah themselves. That was one way. And the other way is, it's a din in the suda. As we have no some chassidim, some ladies have no shaykhs to it, but they're a chelik of the suda. If you hold it's a din in each person, it's much harder to say if you're not roy to eat, that it should be yaitzah. But if it's a din in the suda, so then as long as in some way it could be part of the suda or a zecher, we could say it's going to be good. I can't say it has to be totally in both this way and totally in that, but I can hear more if it's just a din in the suda, that the suda is nikva with the lechem mishnah, you could say it's just a zecher. It's a zecher ba'alma. If it's a zecher ba'alma, so it doesn't make a difference if it's this, if it's that, if you couldn't eat it, you can't eat it. Avivite is just a chalik of the way the suda starts. You could be yet. Okay, so what we just laid to rest, according to the shita of the Sitz Eliezer, is number one, borrowing is okay, pas akim is okay, lecha mishnah nara pesach is okay, and frozen is okay. Let's talk about antimon cake is not okay. Yeah, so the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch brings down that you should always have lecha mishnah, but the whole nobody would recall that. Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. You can take a look at the Hari Kedem.
You say if you eat a whole cake and come up here,
the Hari Kedem, the Rav, Rabbi Yosha Bar Salvation, he brought down the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. That in page 6 in the first booklet, he brings down that whenever you make kiddush, you should also have two tlemos of cake, and he says it's only a din in pas. It's not a din in what's it called? It's not a din in everything you eat. It's a din in the suda, and bread is not considered a suda. So Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes it so close to the way that it's about what you're eating. So he's saying, anything you're eating has to have a zecher lecha mishnah. If this is in a suda, your bread is not considered a suda. That's how the Rav makes the tali habaha. If it's in the suda, so it's only when it comes to bread. So the Velt was not makabal the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. I've never seen anybody go ahead and say, Baruch Hashem, I'm going to make two pieces of bread. You've never seen it. Two cakes. You've never seen anybody that does it like that. But I'm just saying.
Or cake and cake.
Now, let's go to, we have so much to do, but let's go to, I want to do two more shilas. Rabbi, say two more shilas. When it comes to the pull apart bread, what's the halacha with that? The pull apart bread. So the Sitz Eliezer was asked this question by, it's in the second page, Simchot Daled, by the way, the second page is that booklet, the third page, Rav Menachem Zev Stern, Shlita.
The first one to make a
regular call. Going on the first one with Tilo Tepes, Rav Menachem Zev Stern. So he wants to say, no, first of all, he's the Rav of Kilos Chashuvos B'Chutz La'aretz, and he's the Rav of Givah Shol in Yerushalayim. Not Stern's Bakery. That was totally fake news. That was not okay because you just told the rabbi that he's a baker. No. So he says like this. He writes, this is on the third page, in Simchot Daled. He says that Yidalach and Shulchan Aruch that answers this question. It's unbelievable. Somebody who didn't yet, you'll see why he's such a strong Pesach. He writes, he says like this, like one long thing. You have these things that the breads are baked together, and then you go ahead and pull it apart. The nafshe b'sheilasai. Hear that, Lashon? The nafshe b'sheilasai.
Master.
Yeah. And nafshavet k'shleimus l'tayalim l'chmishav v'shav z'yantav or not. So take a look at Aleph.
Vanilla fiyas near saiti lipshay tzveikai. I'll be paishet the suffix. Demar mimash matina balakha tzitzias apas. In hilchot tzitzias apas, it says the answer. Simukov kovkasiv gimel shapaisik machaber. The machaber writes like this: Shnei gluskois. You have two breads. Hadvekim two loaves. Hadvekim yachad that are attached together. Shenefu that were baked together. V'nechtach mina akas, and then one got cut. So you have two pieces of bread together. Then one of them got cut. What should you do? We know the other halacha. You're supposed to make a bracha on a shalim that is even in the middle of the week. Okay. You know, sometimes you could go to a chasna and people forget and they make lechem mishnah by the chasna.
Yes.
It happens, right? It
but
never
have,
may have.
Don't preset that they have there.
Good old time, yeah? Okay.
I don't make a brocha, and I make a brocha at the table, and are you sure?
No, there's no halacha making lechem mishnah in the middle of the week. I'm just sometimes people forget. But there's no minhag of making lechem mishnah during the week. It never happened. It's not halacha. It's not a minhag. It's just amarasis, mamish. It just people don't chop. Now, the halacha is still you're supposed to make a bracha on the shalim. What do you do if you have two things stuck together, but one was cut? This is what Shulchan Aruch brings down. So
one of the things was separated.
No, they're attached. One and a half. You have one and a half. This is what Shulchan Aruch wants to know. So Shulchan Aruch says, "Toiv lahafrid achaticha mashlema." Take off the piece from the shalim. Today she'in nira shlema, so it should be look. It should look shalim. Mimashi yinicha davuk ba. That better than it being attached. Even though you'll say it's a mila, see, we, the fact that we don't take these halachas seriously is unfortunately a testament that how much we need to grow when it comes to doing mitzvahs. Our halachas when it comes to how you have a suda, yeah, you think that you have a piece of bread or a whole one, a piece. Who cares? No, there's halachas. These halachas of and what does the shiloh the guy has? Shiloh has, if I break it apart and I have now a shalim, but it's not going to be as big, and there's a milah to feed something bigger. If I have a smaller piece or you have a bigger piece, make the bracha on the bigger piece. There is a milah when it comes to bracha. It's a milah in your bracha. So over here I have a question. Which one should I do? So Shulchan Aruch says, take off the piece. I is smaller. Still, I am left with the milah that I have a shalim.
That's the proof that each ball can be a
We see over here that the fact that they're attached together doesn't negate the fact that it's a shalim. So he says the Tzitzel Yezer,
but you should separate it before.
It's called a shlema. So
only when you separate it.
Right. So over here,
if the two are put together. And you want to make a...
That we see from the Mechaber that maybe I have to separate it first in order for it to be considered another thing. And I was saying in the beginning of the Shir, maybe do you have to separate it or not? I didn't say that you don't have to separate it. You're saying according to this Mechaber, you should have to separate it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he brings down further what's interesting.
On
the two pull apart.
Give out shleimim to everybody.
And give our shlema to everybody
It's from the Mucha. Because everyone can get their own bowl. In my family, we give out, each one gets their own bowl from the...
From Sofer made one, he made one amaisi lechem in Ores, by Pesach, and then basically other people did not have lechem mishnah.
Now...
Only he had lechem mishnah.
Now, just to know, there are others who argue on this. Others will argue the Bar Moshe bring down a bunch of different people.
7 inches.
A few argue on it. Now the Ramah in the same halacha. I just want to read out to you. Says, I don't mean to be tedious on the oilam, but hard when it comes to these things because these things are new ideas, new concepts. It's rare. So let me read out to you what the Ramah ends up in that place. Ramah says, when you break off, don't break off from the place that it was attached to the one. So you took off the half piece. Now, where am I breaking from? The Rama says, don't break up from that place. Since some nearest kaprusa, because over there it looks like a broken piece. Al yisav makam hashalim shlo, break from the shalim. So ask the Tzitzel Yezer, does that tell me that it's not mamish considered a shalim? Is that not considered a shalim? Meaning, the Rama says in that thing, I take off that small piece. Now I have the shalim, but I shouldn't break from that piece that got cut off because it doesn't look like a shalim. As it says to the other on himself, does that mean that it's not really a shalim? Says it to the other. No, that's not the way you have to learn the Rama. Really, it's a shalim, but even though it's a shalim, there's still a mila on breaking from the place that looks that's from the full part. So he's saying it has a din of a shalim, but still, it's always a mile of something that's taking off, that you're taking off from the fuller looking part. So, well, therefore,
where does he get it from?
Where does the Rama get it from?
No, where does the Titaliezer get it? It says that you have to separate it.
So you're separating it.
He's saying over here that basically you don't have to separate it. So if they're together, it's considered two.
No. The Titaliezer never said that. The Titaliezer never said that you don't have to separate it.
But that's what he's bringing Araya from.
No, he's bringing Araya from. I'm going to do something very special. I'm going to give you this. And you're going to look at the Shulchan Aruch. This is too much? Okay, so Lamaisa, we just were makel on the next Shaila. Not just the matzah and Erev Pesach, and not just frozen from the freezer, not just borrowed, and not just paspalter, and not the pull apart. Also, the pull apart is going to be mutter. Okay. So we were. You pull apart and use it for shleim. The pull apart use for shleim. Lemaita, it's a machloikus haparskim. How makel you could be with this? It's a pretty strong raya from this piece of Shulchan Aruch. It's a very strong raya. And remember, just to understand, the Shulchan Aruch said before what we started in the beginning of this year. You can have two broken pieces and you put it together, it's still considered a shalim. So just to understand, there's room for leniency we see over here. Obviously, there's going to be a mila for it to be a whole piece rather than using a pull apart. And as we see it from the Rama, who said that even though you could break it, it broke it, still take from the fuller part. So we see that the fuller part, there is a mila, even though it's considered a shalim. But if somebody doesn't have it, he doesn't have to run to his friend to be able to borrow another piece of lechem mishnah.
What about taking a...
What's considered a shalim for matzah?
Okay, so...
That's, I think,
right, so...
Matzah is, like, perfectly...
Okay, so... It's already... It's already...
What about putting together two pieces with a toothpick?
Right, that's Shulchan Aruch discussed before. That's what we spoke about. So, Emirat Hashem, the next week, Emirat Hashem, Parshas Mishpatim, we're going to discuss, which we didn't discuss this week, which is, does it have to be covered? Does it not have to be covered? What type of velvet you're supposed to cover it with? Does it have to be leather cover?
The moon was covered below and above.
Below and above. And we're going to discuss about what is considered the status, what is mamish shalim? Does it have to be mamish shalim? Okay, you have a little broken piece on it. It really means a lot. Let's keep like